Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Agape Word I Pray Delivering Ministry. This is Pastor Ruth from North Carolina on August 22nd, 2021. We do praise and give glory and honor to God tonight for being here. We thank and praise God for the opportunity to come forward and allow him to use us and minister to the needs of his people in whatever, way that he chooses to. We just yield to the Holy Spirit. I pray that I decrease, that he may increase and pour out of me what he would have to give to his people tonight. And we just bless him, and we bless him, because he deserves all the praise, all the glory, and all the thanks. No matter what we're going through, it's based on what we're going to. And I thank and praise God, like I say, for being in the land of the living, giving me another opportunity to walk in my destiny and to fulfill the calling that's on my life to serve him and to allow my vessel, my body, to be a vessel that he can work through to finish the work that Jesus had started when he was on the earth. So we just thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God tonight. Like I said, I pray, Father, we just bless you. We love you. We, first of all, repent for you and everything that we have said or done that was not pleasing in your sight, Lord. We just ask you for your love and your mercy and your kindness, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Father, to yield to you and to your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all that you have done, all that what you want to do. God, we give you the glory and the praise. I pray for this nation as a whole, Father. I pray from the White House all the way down even to the cities and the towns and the countries and the governments in every area. I pray, Lord God, even God, I come against, first of all, the murdering spirit that's going around in this land. I come against, Lord, that's confused. Spirit, I bind up every spirit that's not like yours. I release, God, the Holy Spirit. I ask you to come and release your spirit upon the land, Father. And first of all, I ask you to touch me first in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just want to thank you. We're going to praise you tonight. I pray for all hurting people tonight in whatever way that they are hurting, God. I pray for all people, Lord God, that's it's been hurt by other people, being rejected, Father, in the name of Jesus. I lift them up to you. I ask you to go within them and remove the pain that they hurt. Give them boldness, God, and give them a balance of your spirit, Father God, that they'll be able to go forth and spread your word, Father God, in spite of, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you for putting a shield of protection around them, around their family, Father, around their heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for people in nursing homes. We pray for people in prison. We pray for people just bounded up in whatever way that they are bounded up tonight, God. We pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you told us to go and set the captives free. God, help us to yield and begin to go forth and do the work that we are called out to do, because it's hurting people out there, and they're crying out to you. And just like you said during the days, God, of the New Testament, the field is white, but the labors are few. And Lord, help us get our minds and hearts off of stuff that does not have any eternal value and begin to put our minds on the thing that you have left us here to do in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and yield to your Holy Spirit, Father. I pray for every person who got a ministry, and that ministry, Father God, is really is kingdom ministry, and they are going forth and they are preaching the true gospel and setting your people free, Father, in the name of Jesus. I lift them up to you right now, Father, as they go through all the persecution and rejection because they're trying to tell people the truth, Father. I break the power of the enemy upon them, God. I send the fire of God right now upon them in the name of Jesus, the one that's trying to pull them down and tear them down and fight against them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And those, God, who are doing whatever they're doing but not setting your people free, God, I ask you to expose the devil, pull them down in the name of Jesus. Open up the people's eyes so they can see, Father God, that they're being led astray, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now for what you're doing. And God, and I'm just praying, Father God, let your healing touch go forth. Those who are asking me for prayer, that's in the hospitals, Father, I send your healing touch to them right now. Raise them up and use them for your glory. In the name of Jesus, Lord, set the captives free that they may have a testimony to tell about your goodness, God, your mercy, and your love, Father. In the name of Jesus. And God, I just thank you tonight, Lord God, those who don't have a place to stay, God, who, Lord God, believe in you for a roof over their head, God, who believe in you, Father God, maybe provision, Father, whatever they stand in need of, God, I stand in agreement with them, Father, that you will lift up, Father, and bless them, Father, to be able to have what they need so they can give a testimony in the name of somebody has it. And, God, I'm praying tonight, God, for every person, Lord God, who you has assigned connection to go to the next level, God. For whatever the reason, the enemy is holding it up and holding it back. I come against that. I break his power. I ask you, Lord God, to put a speed on them, Father God, to go and God and do and be that connection to that next person, to take them to the level that you would have them to go into, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Because so many is waiting, Lord God. So many have been promised, God. You promised, Lord God. And, Lord God, and the peoples or whatever reason, the enemy most likely is the one that is holding it up. And we just take authority over him. We tear his power down. We break his power up right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you right now. We're loose from heaven your best. We loose, God. Your speed, God, we loose, God, that they will go forth and meet that need, whatever that need is, Father. And, Lord, and we come against, Lord God, all of this satanic attack. But, Lord God, that people got things bounded up, hindered up, whether it's inheritance, whether it's ministry, whether it's sickness, whatever it is. Father, I send forth your anointing now to destroy that yoke right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to praise you, Father God. I pray for people in other countries. I pray for people, God, wherever they are. I pray for the believers, wherever they are, Father, in the name of Jesus. I lift them up to you right now, Father, in the name. Even the one, Lord God, that I was got a text about, Lord God, that's whether in Afghanistan or wherever it is, Father God. Lord, I know you have your angels there. Father God, I ask you to minister on their behalf, Father. You know what they stand in need of, Father. I know that you can send forth millions of angels and just take them up out of there, Father, in the name of Jesus. Nothing is too hard for you. You said what is impossible with man is possible with you. So, Father, Lord God, you know best how they do it because you know a lot of times when people get money, they won't do what they're supposed to do, Father. But, Lord God, I just ask you right now to move by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, even as you bring to my mind now, the little children that's in St. Jude Hospital, Lord God, that got cancer. Father, I ask you to let your angels go and walk them cars, God, and raise them babies and things up, Father God, as a testimony, Father, in the name of Jesus. And even if you're using the doctor, Lord God, give them some kind of a right, what kind of heavenly thing, Lord God, that they could use to minister, Lord God, and bring about that healing in the name of Jesus. And I just come against the attack of the enemy that come to steal, kill, and destroy. I break the power of it right now over your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor right now. Move by your spirit. Father, over this land, God, Lord, I pray for that sovereign move. I pray for that revival, God. I pray for that great awakening, God. I pray for your spirit, Father God, to fall upon these cities and the towns and the little countries, the hills, wherever that people are hungry and crying out for a move, God, of the spirit, Father God. And, Lord, anything that's hindering coming against it, we break the power of it right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we call on to you tonight, God. We are in need of a move, God. We, those of us who stand in the way and our faces being tried through the fire, God, we need you to supernaturally make a move to encourage our heart, Father. In the, not that a lot of us is not still believing, we are. But, Father, you know, sometimes it gets weary. Because you believe with other people, and then you minister to other people, and you really stand the person standing in practice for them also, and many people. So, God, I ask you to move right now, Father. And, Lord, I'm asking you to do a thing with your people of mind, God. Oh, God, we ask you to send a heavenly visitation to their mind, God, whatever is wrong, whatever is the way of thinking, is cells, or whatever you need to do, God. Father, give them the mind of Christ right now in the name. You come against that spirit that got their mind so bogged up, so crippled, so messed up, Father. Oh, God, we praise you. We thank you right now. Move by your spirit, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And God, we just want to thank you right now, Father God. We come against any kind of bodily function that's not working, God. There are many people that have asked for a prayer because they other people ask for prayer that they're on dialysis machine, God. I know you can do creative miracles, God, and I lift it up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Cause those kidneys to start working again, Father. But Lord God, call them to give a testimony how you supernatural came, God, and ministered to their needs right now, Father God. I ask you to heal those who got cancer tonight, God. Lord God, send forth and burn that spirit of cancer out right now and let your healing virtue go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, there are some, I pray for Pastor Rick tonight, Lord God, whatever you're doing in his life, we still stand in agreement for God, a mighty move of the Holy Spirit, for your delivering power as a testimony, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, these people, I'm going to decree and declare that they should live and declare the works of the Lord. I'm going to speak that forth right now. We know that everything is in your hand, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. But we come against the enemy that come out to steal, kill, and destroy. And God, if it's something that you need to talk to them about or minister to them about or whatever it is, Father, whatever they need to do, God, Lord, let them cry out to you, Father God. Minister to their needs. Send laborers. Send some angels. Send someone to them that walking in some anointing and some power, Father God. Lord God, that hears from heaven. And pray that prayer, Father God, and let deliverance come to them right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just praise you for it right now. Father, I thank you for your mercy, God. I thank you for your kindness, God. And Lord, we're praying, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who got throat cancer tonight, God, let your healing touch go in their throat, God. Lord God, and give them a voice to speak for you. Restore, 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 restore in the name of Jesus. Lord, let restoration come, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let restoration come to the eyes, Father, to the ears, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Give them, Father God, what they need to go forth and minister to the needs of the people, Father, as a testimony, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just praise you for all that you're doing and going to do. We praise you for what you have done, Father. Lord, we lift you up right now in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you as I pray, Father God. There's so many ministers, Lord God, and I actually expose them, Lord God, that, you know, that the enemy is using, Father, to spread the wrong gospel, whatever they're spreading, Father, in the name of Jesus. They're turning your people to the wrong side or whatever they're doing, God, that is not of you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you for the victory that we already have, God. We praise you for what you're already doing, God. We praise you for your love, your mercy, your kindness. We praise you for your provision, God. We thank and praise you, God, for all that you're doing, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to yield to you. Help us to yield to your will, Father. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to come together in unity, Lord, and begin to pray, God, for this nation, God. Begin to, Lord God, to invite you on the scene, God. Begin to pray for your presence, God, to come forth and come in our lives and our home, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us to repent of every sin, everything that we do wrong, that you say is wrong, God. Help us to humble ourselves up under the mighty hands of God, and your word say you will exalt us in due time, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you just for your goodness. We thank you, Lord God. We hallelujah, glory to your name, God. We call on you tonight, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our lives, over the ministry, God, over everything, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father, we thank you. right now for what you're doing and what you're going to do, Father. We give you all the praise, glory, and honor in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I'm just going to read scripture for right now to somebody maybe call in if they call in. But anyway, I must do the will of the Father. I'm going to read the 21st Psalm. It said, the king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation. How greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah. For thou preventest him with the blessing of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked his life of thee, and thou gave it him, even length of days forever and ever. And this is the Psalm of David. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusted in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all of thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and a fire shall devour them. Their fruits shall thou destroy from the earth, and thy seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device, which they are not able to perform. Therefore shall thou make them turn their backs when thou shalt make ready thy arrow upon thy string against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thy own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. Oh, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. The word of God is true all by itself. The word of God is real. The word of God, it is life. It is life, and the word of God tells us that Jesus said, the word he speaks is spirit and life. Scripture tells us all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, by his breath. All scripture, not some of the scripture, all scripture is whether we like it or not, it is a fact that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And we have to really, really understand and respect the word of God. And we have to come to the place that God's word is what he said it is. I mean, just whether we like it or don't like it, or approve of it, don't approve of it, or what we think about it or don't think about it. You know, I really try not to go in that direction. I really do try not to, because first of all, who am I to question God's word? Who am I? Question anything he does, anything he doesn't do. You know, I am just dust. I'm just dust. If he doesn't blow the breath of life in me, hey, I won't have it. It's not in there. So basically, like I said, what we have to really do is trust his word, because the Bible says his word is forever settled in heaven. It said, well, not one jot, not one till his word gonna fall to the ground. You know, so if we look back over our lives, a lot of things that we were told years ago, even by our parents or whenever it was, and we saw that word come to pass, whether we serving him or not serving him. You know, so we have to trust and go to him in prayer. So a lot of things is going on in the land today, and I see a lot of people are asking other people to pray to see what the Lord is showing them about. But, you know, each and every person need to go to God themselves and seek his face about whatever he's saying, and let him tell them or show them. You know, because what I'm seeing is, you know, a lot of the people of God are so lazy, they want others to do the work. But then again, you know, a lot of times, like I say, and then the one that's doing it, all of it really direct people back to the word of God. Because it is for each individual to acknowledge him, trust in him with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding, all your ways. He said, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. And so we need to direct people to the word of God. You know, if God so chooses to show us something or tell us something, then we can, and he releases us to do it, then we can do it. But I'm just saying, and you know, even a lot of times people send people videos and just and asking them about it, you know, and then they're just going ahead on and doing it, of what's called, instead of appointing people to the Lord. The Bible says work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Tell us to work out of our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. So we as a people need to really work out of our own soul salvation. Because it's time to really, for us to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord about what's going on. Seek the Lord how to pray about this. Seek the Lord about what is his will about this. You know, I see a lot of people right now, you know, about even some of the things that before us are the decisions that need to be made. You know, they ask them people, and you got people even in ministry, whatever, telling them what they should do. You know, and the Bible tells us, Jesus, trust in the Lord all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. All your ways, acknowledge him, he'll direct your path. You know, and I just believe in my heart because of what the Word of God say. The thing is for me to point certain things, to point people back to the Lord. Let him tell them if this is what they ought to do. Because what he may tell me to do or not do, it may not be for someone else. You know, and it just, we already have spiritually weak people in the body of Christ. And we're not trying to make them stronger because we're not sending them to the source. We are the resource. God is the source. He is the source that we need to point people to. You know, and so I just want to really just, you know, tell people, let people know, you know, go to the source. And if he chooses to give a person a word for the nation, a word for a people, whatever it is, you know, he would do that. I don't know. Like I said, I could be wrong. I don't think so. But it's not my place. They always seek God for other people. It's to teach you how to seek the Lord for yourself. You know, seek him for yourself. And people are so sitting back and so waiting for a word, and they don't want to read the Bible. They don't want to spend time with the Lord to find out what he's saying or let him direct him, you know. And they're leaning and depending upon people, and they're making people their God, their source, instead of making God their source, you know, what's gone. So I pray, Lord, this help me to teach people, to tell people, and the right thing that they need to do, and where they need to go, how they need to go, or whatever, instead of then making me be, you know, be whatever it is, where, like I said, a lot of times what people be doing. Two, they can wear you out because they're constantly pulling on you, and they taking time, you know, fly by night doing what they want to do when they get ready to do it and not spending that quality time before the Lord, you know, and all that. We ought to tell people, you need to seek his face. You need to seek his face. You know, you need to spend time with the Lord and find out what he's saying. Find out what he wants you to do. You need to do that. You really need to do that. And that's not what people are doing. So I just want to encourage people tonight, you know, get in your word, seek the Lord's face, ask God about some things, find out what's on his mind, and you know, what he wants to talk to you about, what he wants to direct you and lead you and guide you, in direction, whether it's for your life, your ministry, your family, your decision about business, you know, whatever it is that you allow him to lead and guide you as to what you should do or should not do. You know, the time is getting critical, and he's didn't mean to tell every, you know, tell people to seek his face, seek him for his presence, get in his presence. Get in his presence. Everything you need is in his presence. You know, worship him, love on him. Let him know that you need him. Let him know that you can't make it without him. Let him know that you need his wisdom. Everything that he has to offer, you know, open up your spirit to him, you know, and ask him for it. You know, so we just thank and praise God tonight, like I said, for whatever he's doing and going to do. We, you know, give him all praise, all glory, and all the honor. And just want to encourage people to lift up their heart and their mind to the Lord. I'm going to read you 24th Psalm. It says, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. But he has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto banishing, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and ye lifted up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in valor. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah. You know, we just thank and praise God, like I say, you know, for his word. You know, I'm going to read you 25th Psalm. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without a cause. Show me thy way, O God, Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in the truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercy and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sin of my youth, nor my transgression, according to thy mercy. Remember thou me for thy goodness sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth, unto such as keep his covenant, his testimony. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he should choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The trouble of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distress. Look upon my affliction and my pain and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemy, for they are many, and they hate me without a cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all its trouble. So we just praise God tonight for his word and all that he's doing and what he's going to do. We thank and we praise him. And I'll read you 27th Psalm. I'll read you 26th Psalm. I'm going to read that. Okay, it says, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes. I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain person, neither will I go in with dissembled. I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous work. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thy honor dwellest. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hand is mischief, and thy right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My foot standing in an even place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord. And we just thank and praise God, like I said tonight, for his word. Thank and praise God for what he's doing. We just ask God to just continue, Lord, because he's, like I said, he sees the faithfulness. He sees the perseverance. He sees everything. He's a righteous judge. And he's a faithful God, and he will, like I say, bless, because he said if you sow to the Spirit, that you'll reap eternal life, life everlasting. You know, so I thank and I praise God tonight that I stand in all of his word, and I stand in all of obeying him in spite of and continue trying to do what he's called me out to do. You know, and I just thank him, Lord. I just praise you. I glorify you. I honor you. I lift you up tonight, God. Hallelujah. You are the great and mighty God. Thank you for your hands being on my life, God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. Bless this night, God. Bless it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you tonight. Lord, and I'm going to go ahead on, God, and I'm going to log out And, Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your kindness. And this we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.